Hi, I'm Ken Schumann, and I'm here today to tell you about this ministry we call Faith Walking. Often people ask us the question, well, what exactly is faith walking and what's it about or why did it get started? And it's a little bit complex to describe. So I thought I'd take a few minutes today and just really kind of walk you through what faith walking is about and what the impact is on a variety of people. Faith walking is in its 11th year of existence. We've learned as we've gone, we've developed as we've gone, and faith walking has become a very powerful tool of spiritual formation and personal transformation. The first question that I want to answer for you is, what's the problem that we're trying to solve in faith walking? Or another way to say that is, why was faith walking started in the beginning? And in the first place. And I would say faith walking was started, one of the reasons was in answer to a statement that philosopher, theologian, scholar Dallas Willard said in his book, Divine Conspiracy. Willard made this comment, and this was about 1998, and he said, the church in America is doing a really good job of making good church members. But it's not doing a very good job of making true disciples of the way of Jesus. When I first read that or heard that or experienced that, it was like a slap in the face for me. I couldn't agree with him. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that he's exactly right. We have a lot of church members who know all about what it means to be faithful, to go to church, to abide by the rules, to give their money, to be in attendance. But the truth of the matter is, when it comes to living out the teachings of Jesus, often they don't even want to, and let alone are they willing to. Many people, and I believe that's only getting worse, by the way. Many people believe in Jesus, but they're not following the way of Jesus. And so in faith walking, one of the things we do is that faith walking is working to lead people into the way of Jesus, into the practices of Jesus. And we help people identify the reasons that they don't follow the way of Jesus consistently already. That's one of the reasons that we're here. A second reason that we're here is that we live in a world that's highly reactive. Our society is highly anxious. And as a result of that, we quickly blame others. We become reactive to everything around us. We feel a sense of threat. And when we do, we end up protecting ourselves in ways really that are like that little child that we were as a kid. We live in a culture that's impulsive and that's polarized. As we study emotional maturity, this thing called emotional maturity, we recognize that there are a large number of people that give evidence of lower levels of emotional maturity. And so one of the things we do in faith walking is we help people understand and see their anxiety and begin to manage their anxiety in healthier ways so that they don't react or even get triggered at the first sign of some trouble. What we believe in faith walking is that we all have emotional triggers. And when we get triggered, we get stirred up inside and we react in ways that we never intended. Why is it, for example, that church members argue and fight among themselves? Why is it that some get so angry that they refuse to talk to one another or won't even look at one another? Why is it that people get bent out of shape and quit or walk away from an organization or from a church or from a group? We believe it's because of those emotional triggers. And what we do is we help people discover what their emotional triggers are and then move beyond that emotional trigger so that it no longer is running their life. Dr. Henry Cloud, the author of the book Boundaries, made this quote. He said, "External conflicts are difficult to resolve before we resolve the internal conflicts that fuel them." What we've discovered, what we believe, is that all of us have internal conflicts that have yet to be resolved. As we look at organizations and at the church, it seems that every church and every organization has issues with people's ability to get along with each other and to work together in meaningful ways, even when they disagree. The challenge of Dr. Cloud's quote is that there are underlying issues that prevent us from showing up as our best self. In Faith Walking, we believe that there are underlying issues that each of us has that prevent us from doing exactly what we want to do. Living as our best self. And living as our best self is living consistently by our beliefs and by our values in a way that's calm, courageous, and confident. Unfortunately, most people are totally unaware of these hidden issues in their lives, and they have no tools to deal with them. That's why the same mistakes get made over and over again, and why changing personnel, or changing churches, or changing organizations, or changing marriage partners doesn't solve or resolve the issues. In Faith Walking, we help people become aware of their internal wounds, and we help them move past those wounds into a place of health and productivity and awareness. As long as we stay unaware, nothing's ever going to change. One way that we describe Faith Walking is to say that what we hope to create in Faith Walking is a process that's reproducible, that people can use everywhere. It's a process that works and brings real change into people's lives. We believe that Faith Walking is, as stated earlier, a process of personal transformation and spiritual formation that equips people to become and to live out of their best self every day. We empower people to join God's mission in the world. And we believe that God's mission in the world is the reclaiming of wholeness in every dimension and the establishing of workability. We believe that's God's mission, and we help people join with God in that. As we describe Faith Walking, I want to share with you a diagram. We believe that the foundation of everything we do in Faith Walking is coaching. And what we believe is that information alone doesn't transform. And so what we do is we coach people through a process of practices. Sometimes I like to describe it as we help people learn a set of tools. And then we help them know how to use those tools and when to use those tools at the very right time and in the very best way. We believe that the answer lies within the person. So one of the things that we quickly want to say is that Faith Walking is not counseling. It's coaching. We join with you. We help you think. We help you apply the principles in your life so that you can become a better person, so that you can then consistently live out the life that you choose in every way. We believe that there are four pillars to what we do that we'd like to talk about. The first pillar is the pillar of awareness. Dr. Henry Cloud alluded to that a moment ago. And so one of the things we do is we help people bring into their awareness those things they're not even aware of, that are stopping them, that are keeping them stuck, that are preventing them from living the fully alive life that we think God intends for them. And so we help people with awareness. A second pillar for us is the pillar of authenticity. We believe that authenticity is the key to all that we do. We believe that authentically living life is what helps us have an impact in the world. And so we help people to bring their secret self and their private self and their public self all together into one self. A third pillar is the pillar of alignment. For us, alignment means that we align with the teachings of Jesus. It means that we align with our guiding principles. It means we align with what we've given our word to. And so alignment is a really important word for us, and it's one of our pillars. And the final pillar in faith walking is the pillar of action. I said it earlier, we believe that information by itself doesn't transform. That you've got to put that information into practice, that you've got to have experiences, that you've got to get into action. And so in faith walking, we take all of these principles, these tools, if you will, and we help you learn to use the tools in your life, on your job, in your congregation, in your marriage. And what we believe is that you'll get better in every arena of your life as you do that. And ultimately then, built on the foundation of coaching with the four pillars of awareness, authenticity, alignment, and action, the roof, if you will, of our building, the goal that we're really after is wholeness and workability. For us, wholeness just encompasses everything that God designs. Wholeness in every dimension. And so sometimes people ask this question, so what's the picture of the preferred future that we're after? And I would use just a little bit different language to say, for us, the preferred future is for the kingdom of heaven to invade the present. When Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he said, pray in this way, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What we believe is that God's desire is for the kingdom of heaven to invade the earth and to invade it in my life and in my family and in my neighborhood and my workplace and in the places where I hang out and where I play, and the same for you. When the kingdom comes, here's what we believe will happen. Everyone will have enough. When the kingdom comes, everyone will have an opportunity to do everything that God has for them. When the kingdom comes, no one will be afraid. When the kingdom comes, there'll be wholeness in every dimension of our lives, and things will work according to God's design. One of the questions we ask is, what would it look like for Jesus to live your life if Jesus were you? For us, that's the picture of our preferred future. What would it look like in your neighborhood if the kingdom came? What would it look like in your marriage and in your home and in your parenting if the kingdom were to come? What would it look like on your job for the kingdom to come? What we do in faith walking is we help you uncover those things that are preventing you from being on mission with God and having that kind of impact today. We believe also that when the kingdom comes, we will experience the fully human, fully alive life that God intended and promised for us, and that that life is available for us, not in the just in the hereafter, but in the here and now also. And so when the kingdom comes, we'll have wholeness and workability in ourselves, in our homes, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, in our community, and in all the world. Here's what I believe. I believe that together we can change the world. I really believe that. I believe that together we can change the world, and that that will happen one transforming person at a time. I want to invite you. Would you join us in this mission as we seek to see God's kingdom come in the here and now? That's what faith walking's about. Thanks for your time, and I hope you'll continue to journey with us.